May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring glory to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In 2018, the Pew Research Center came to the following conclusions after an extensive survey when asking the question, where do people find meaning? Almost 70% of the respondents said family. About 35% said career. Approximately 25% said money. It shouldn't surprise you that about 20% said friends. Almost 20% said activities and hobbies. Close to 15% said health. It was only about 15% that said home and surroundings. And 12% said learning. What was missing in the survey? Well, not missing, just my selection to make it last. How about spirituality and faith? 19% said spirituality and faith gave them meaning. I wonder, since this was done in 2018, if things have changed based on our experience together as COVID. I wonder where we find our meaning and purpose today. It's a deeply and profoundly private question, and only you can answer it for yourself. Thousands of years ago, a man by the name of Nicodemus can't stand it any longer. He's been struggling profoundly with issues about spirituality and faith. And one night, long after the sun had gone down, he made his way to where he knew Jesus was staying. You can imagine the possibility that he used the side door, slips inside of the house, and began to have a conversation with Jesus. Some of us wonder if Jesus was an introvert. Introverts don't really enjoy trivial conversation. They tend to go right to the heart of the matter. We can stop talking about the weather and all of our neighbors and all the gossip and just get to the guts of the issue. It appears from what we know of the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus that Nicodemus was curious, maybe even more than that. Beyond wondering, beyond unsure, he was getting internally desperate for some answers about spirituality and faith. He may have been confused. He might have even been frightened. He certainly didn't want anybody to see him coming and going from Jesus' residence. He held positions of influence and authority in society. And way back then, to be perceived as somebody that was exploring new possibilities in faith could have been risky. How much has changed in 2,000 years? Is there a chance that people who are exploring spirituality and faith are still often critiqued? How do we find our meaning and our purpose? For Nicodemus, it was a lifelong journey. And although we're not really clear about what the conclusion was that night, what we know is that Nicodemus stayed near Jesus for the rest of Jesus' life. He even appeared in the middle of an arrest of Jesus where he defended him and said to the authorities, "You do not have enough evidence or information to arrest this man." And we know after the crucifixion, Nicodemus shows up to assist with the burial. How much more do we know about him? We know that something deep and profound resonates inside of us when we hear the story. Perhaps for some of us, the conclusion isn't necessarily the most important thing, but rather the journey. New insights, new observations, new awarenesses as we dig deep into our spiritual journeys are what it's about for many of us. How do we learn more? How do we experience more of our faith? How do we have the courage to ask the difficult questions that cause the difficult conversations as we explore this faith? In today's gospel, we hear remnants of conversations around the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We hear the ultimate statement, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but rather that the world might be saved through him." It's a statement of faith of Creator God, Redeemer Christ, and Sustainer Holy Spirit. But at a very intimate level, it's knowing this, that God has loved us since before we were born and invites us to a spiritual journey that never ends, filled with curiosity and concerns and questions that give us a deeper sense of God's call and invite us to embrace the kingdom here and now, not just with our words, but in our actions. Something to pray about. Amen.